DJ, describe your performance tonight. What went well for you guys on offense?
Just getting the ball to everybody for real. Just running it, passing the ball, doing a little bit of everything.
When you see Anthony get in there at the end of the game, get some carries, how cool is it to see a guy that hasn't played that much get on the field?
Yeah, I was excited for him, for real, just going out there because I know he'd be working hard. I always see him up here, especially during the summer. He always watches film, so I was happy that he got the opportunity.
What's been the biggest key for you guys since that Oklahoma State game?
Just blocking out all the outside noise, just focusing on each other, focusing on each play, and just kept working, keep working.
It seems like with you and Trayshawn, you guys been alternating kind of who has the hot hand. Today it was you. It's just that kind of mentality of you never know when you're going to have the hot hand, but you always got to stay ready.
Last couple of games, I feel like we've both been having good games. It's just been going back and forth. And, you know, towards the beginning of the season, it was kind of like that. But now I feel like we're starting to click. We're both doing good now.
Now that everything's behind you, how much are you looking forward with this Texas game?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it for sure. We just got to keep working, show up on Monday, ready to go, really. That's all we can do.
After you went out with your little injury there in the first half, were you kind of nervous, like, it's going to be well until you get back in?
Nah, I wasn't nervous. I didn't know what happened after. I just seen blood coming down, but I just had, like, a little cut. Wasn't that crazy, though. It was cool.
Did it hurt?
Nah, it ain't hurt. It ain't hurt.
What do your teammates say when they see a bloody DJ Giddens running back into the huddle?
Just motivation for real. Just keep on motivating the O-line, for really the O-line, for real, too. Every time I get in the huddle, maybe they be trying to hype me up and everything, too.
How do you respond to that hype in the huddle?
Just go out there, just be focused. Can't let them down now. Can't let them down, so just go out there and perform, for real.
How's it feel to stack up back-to-back dominant wins?
Feel good. We just got to keep going. We ain't done yet, so just got to keep on winning, keep working.
Thanks, DJ.
Appreciate it. To the outside, do you think defenders are surprised when you choose to run them over instead of just taking the easy run out of bounds?
Yeah, they might be surprised. They probably is surprised. I mean, the last few games, I ain't really been doing it, so they probably, you know what I'm saying, got relaxed. They weren't expecting it, so yeah, they probably surprised a little bit.
What has been the difference the last couple of weeks, especially you've put up some big numbers in the run game, maybe not as huge in numbers today, but still that kind of set the tone early.
Wait, one more time.
I was saying the running game the last few weeks has really taken off. Today the numbers weren't huge, but you really set the tone early, it seemed like.
Oh, yeah. We just been focusing on the details. That's what I've been doing, just working on the fundamentals. When I reading keys, reading the defense, and that's all I really been doing for the last couple of weeks, just keying in on that, on the fundamentals, and it's been working.